An actual clown conducted my mama's funeral. He didn't wear clown clothes or grease paint, but I'd read his biography on the Andro Funeral Home website, which had included his hobby, along with the facts that he'd been married for 13 years and had a son named Angus. Mama had been especially tickled. They ought to change their tagline to, "We put the fun in funerals." "Sounds like your funeral will be a real three-ring circus," I said. "Write it down, Wavy," she'd answered. "I want my pallbearers to ride in on unicycles." When she laughed, I giggled along with her, even though I didn't find planning the funeral one bit funny. But when your mama is practically face-to-face with the Grim Reaper, you do what you can. It had been Mama's idea, fueled by our long hours waiting in hospital rooms and the need to find something else to think about, to take words and see how many new ones we could make out of the letters. "Doesn't cost but 2 cents of graphite, Wavy. Try it." There are all sorts of words to make out of funeral. F-U-N-E-R-A-L. Fun, of course. And lunar, leaf, and earful. There were 96 if you counted words that people use for Scrabble but aren't really words, like new and My favorite was unreal. That's a perfect word to describe the day you lay your mama to rest. In the end, there hadn't been any unicycles, or even pallbearers for that matter. Mama had left instructions to be cremated, with only a small graveside service for the burial of her ashes, conducted by the part-time clown. I slipped my hand into the pocket of my dress and felt the corner of the Andro Hospital stationery with the list Mama had made for me. I'd memorized it, but I liked being able to look at her handwriting. It was 7 final instructions. 1. Use Andros, a man that moonlights as a clown and names his son after a steak. Sounds like someone I'd like to know. 2. I left a cutting from our peony bush in a pot by the front door. Peonies are fickle, so don't plant it until you're sure you're staying put somewhere. It was from my mama's plant, and she grew the prettiest peonies in Kentucky. You can look at it, and know I'm with you in spirit. 3. The chaplain said since I'm a believer, you and I would meet in heaven if you act right. I told him if it depended on how we acted, it'd be a right lonely place. Just 'cause someone's in charge, don't mean they're smart. Think for yourself. Also, be good. It doesn't hurt to cover all your bases. 4. No dropping out of school. I'm banking on you being the first Conley to ever go to college. University. UNIVERSITY. Even has some fine words in it like nurse and vet. 5. Cry when you need to, but don't dwell. It won't bring me back, and you've got to get on with living. 6. Be brave, Wavy B. You got as much right to a good life as anybody, so find it. 7. Never, ever forget that I loved being your mama more than anything in this big, wide world. She'd signed it, XOXO, Mama. I'd already heard most everything on the list, except the part about my grandmother's peonies. Mama hardly ever talked about her family, and she hadn't gone back to her hometown since my grandmother died. I parted ways with the rest of them right after you were born, and as far as I'm concerned, it was a good trade. It's just you and me, Wavy, against the world. Sounds like a fair fight to me. My eyes stung and the cemetery blurred. Now it was just me. Wavy against the world didn't have the same ring to it. I blinked twice, willing the tears back into my eyeballs. If I started crying now, I was afraid I'd never stop. And making a scene at Mama's graveside service would really have the neighbors at Castle Fields Mobile Home Park talking.